When Gulliford introduced the bill last June, skateboarders weren't happy. After several meetings with them, they decided a trail of mini skate parks throughout downtown and Riverside on city-owned parcels of land could be a solution. But it's been about 6 months since the last public meeting on it.
So the last meeting I went to with them, you know, I think you instructed them to go out and like look at some parcels and, right. and see. Okay, have you met since then? Is there yes. any more movement?
Yes, we've identified, I think, 6 or 7, 8 parcels, and Parks and Rec are looking at them. So we've been meeting with particularly the gentleman that runs Kona.
He's referring to Martin Ramos, the owner of Kona Skate Park.
Right now, it seems the focus is mainly on the Main Street Park.
The Main Street Pocket Park is behind the main library downtown. On Tuesday, lots of people are sitting along raised concrete flower beds, and there's a man reciting a sermon, no skateboarders. But Ramos says this could be the first one developed for skating.
A skate park that doesn't look like a skate park, because it's taking an approach that just emulates obstacles and things you would see in the natural, you know, downtown environment, but just optimizing them for skateboarding.
That means modern art pieces could also be skate-friendly, along with stairs and rails. He says it would fulfill a need for street skaters, who are often forgotten about in skate park design. And he's eyeing other parcels, one that could be good for longboard skaters who want to cruise, another for people who want to skate ramps, and one for kids just starting out. The idea is the skate spots would all be within a couple miles, forming a trail around downtown. He says right now he's working with some contractors to draw up a plan for the Main Street Park.
We may be at a point where we need to take a step back and just get a little bit of funding just for the development part.
He's hoping to be able to have a plan ready over the next couple months.
And possibly get, you know, city council involved at that point.
And are you confident the city council will be on board?
No, not at all. it's super progressive.
But he hopes to open their eyes. Gulliford says, as for the bill making skating mostly illegal downtown,
probably that's going to get amended or changed or withdrawn.
Meanwhile, a new skate park opened up at Jacksonville Beach earlier this month. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.